Hello and welcome to another episode of Girls on Film, a podcast where ladies talk about movies. My name is Melissa Hansen, and today we have an interview with Lawrence Rowick, the writer and director of Diablo, starring Scott Eastwood. The Western slash psychological thriller is about a young Civil War veteran who is forced on a desperate journey to save his kidnapped wife. Along the way, he crosses paths with three important characters. One, played by Walton Goggins, of recent Hateful Eight fame. Another, Adam Beach, who you'll recognize from war films like Flags of Our Fathers. And Danny Glover, who needs no introduction. There's not much more I can say without spoiling the film. Not only does it hold your attention with the story, the cinematography is breathtaking. Here's the full interview. Enjoy!
I don't want to give away spoilers, but, you know, I do sort of want to just get an idea of how you came up with, like, the idea for the story.
I initially approached Scott Eastwood with the basic concept of the movie, and ran it by my writer, you know, who's also my creative partner, Carlos de los Rios. So I brought it up with both Scott and Carlos. And, you know, the idea was fairly straightforward in terms of, like, you know, man goes after his wife to get her back. And then actually Scott helped come up with the main concept, the big psychological thriller twist of the film that nobody's expecting. So
yeah, I was going to ask you if you wrote it with him in mind. So obviously you did, huh?
Well, yeah.
Well, I guess once you had the idea anyway, so you spoke with him and then you sort of fleshed out the screenplay?
Yeah, I had the basic concept of the movie, but I hadn't written the screenplay yet. So I approached Scott in mind to do the movie and wanted to make it with him. We had worked together before on a movie called The Forger.
So, I mean, having worked with him before and, you know, having done something, you know, before, you know, this is a little bit different, but what sort of things did you learn that around this time around, like what you were going to either change or maybe take out, improve, that sort of a thing?
You know, from one movie to another, do you mean?
Yeah. You know, like, you know, maybe you work too fast one day or something. Like, I'm just kind of curious because it's a huge thing to take a project on as a writer and a director.
Well, you know, when you're putting a project together, you really learn quickly, you know, what departments are resistant to your ideas and which ones back you up. And I think it's important when you go from movie to movie that you take something with you every time in terms of something to make your films better. And a lot of that has to do with just really choosing your team, you know, having a strong production team. I started working with Dean Cundey, who's my director of photography on Diablo, and he had done Apollo 13 and Who Framed Roger Rabbit and, you know, The Thing and Halloween 1 and Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3. He had made so many iconic movies as a director of photography, and, you know, just being able to put him on my team and work with him and be able to have him say, hey, I want to make another movie with you. You know, is a really good thing. So I guess that's a big thing I brought from, you know, previous movies. You learn how to build a good team around you.
Yeah, I think it's something that just the general public just doesn't think about. But you see that so often where many directors are, you know, you have to have good people. You know, so many people think it just rides on, you know, the one person on set, but it's sort of it's a collaborative effort of everybody, you know, and you working with the people who are best to work with. I mean, especially with Dean Cundey, because, you know, like you said, he's worked on so many iconic movies. Did you shoot on film? Did you, you know, think about shooting on the digital? Like, what was that whole idea of shooting?
I did my first movie, The Forger, on Super 35. You know, it's just a beautiful format. The movie looked great. But on this one, we actually wanted to work with a camera system that Dean helped develop and advises Aeroflex on, and that's the Aeroflex Alexa. It's a digital cinema camera. It looks just like a movie camera. It has all the same kind of lensing support, everything, but it has a digital acquisition instead of, celluloid. So, anyways, it's a fancy way of saying it's a big video camera that shoots really nice pictures.
Wow. So I guess, going along with that same sort of a thing, when you're shooting, do you think about people who are going to be watching this at home and in the theaters? Because, it's sort of a different thing when you shoot, or is it, I guess?
Yeah, you're always thinking of your audience, how they're going to perceive the film. But at some point, you're just out there trying to survive and to get all your shots in and complete your film schedule. So a lot of it's just intuitive, too, So it's a little bit of both.
How did you prepare for all the work with the horses? Because, they're a little bit different than actors when trying to direct.
We had a great wrangler. His name was John Scott, and he's a legend in that part of the world there in Calgary, Alberta area. He does all the big movies. He worked on Revenant just recently and works on all the big TV shows like Hell on Wheels. And he and his crew provided all the infrastructure, so to speak, with the horses and a lot of those animals, cows and such. They're just professionals. They know how to do it. And their animals are extremely professional as well. They're tempered to accept the rigors of film production. They're very forgiving, mm-hmm. usually comfortable around fire. Gunfire doesn't bother them. And they like being part of a process and like being around people.
Well, speaking of professionals, how did Walton Goggins come aboard and Danny Glover? Well, and Adam Beach, for that matter.
We had a great casting director. His name's Roger Massendon. He does all the X-Men movies. And he really led me to some great actors. And I was real passionate about the movie. Ultimately, I've got to meet with them and sell them on the story and why they should go and do this film as opposed to somebody else's film. And they just kind of they dug the story because it's kind of a linear storyline. It's a first person narrative linear storyline, which is a little bit of a different screenplay. Very seldom do we cut away from the lead character, because we're on his journey in his mind. And in that way, the actors were intrigued by the material. And that was fun to see them go, hey, I'd like to be a part of seeing you pull this off.
I was just going to say, there's a lot of periods with... Oh, okay. I was just going to ask, but there's a lot of scenes with not a lot of dialogue. So... how did you work with the music to get the score right?
I worked with a great composer. His name's Timothy Williams, and he just got off a movie called Guardians of the Galaxy, where he was one of the co-composers along with the lead composer. And he had just done, I think, Wild Horses, Robert Duvall, right before Diablo, and he came up with an approach where he and I would sit together in the studio all day long and kind of come up and detail the sound and the score to kind of carry throughout the film. And so that was a lot of fun. It was tedious. It took us 4 months to complete, but Timothy, is a very talented composer. He used a lot of natural sounds too in the movie. A lot of things, sounds you hear in the score, like him drumming off of the stock of a shotgun, or he uses a harmonium, which is a rare Indian reed kind of organ instrument, and we use that whenever Walton Goggins comes on the screen and we're dealing with him. with his character. Only it's his specific sound, and Timothy came up with that. So he was pretty innovative in doing the score. And then we recorded in Czech with the Czech National Symphony. So it's a real symphonic score. And they did a great job. It was a lot of fun working with those guys, too.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to me today. Good luck with the film. I'm already chatting it up with several people about it, so I'm sure it's going to find its way.
Great. Thank you so much. Really.
Thank you for listening. You can find Diablo in select theaters and on demand.